Our study for today is found in the book of James, James chapter 3 and in verse 13. In this verse, we will find both the subject of our study as well as the title of our lesson. James chapter 3 and verse 13. In just a moment, I want to read that verse to you from the New King James Version. In the immediate context, James has been dealing with the proper and improper use of the tongue. That covers James 3, verse 1 through verse 12. Then in James chapter 3 and in verse 13, he asks a question, then he answers the question. The question that he asks is, "Who is wise and understanding among you?" Then he answers by saying, "Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in meekness of wisdom." So here, James asks the question, "Who is wise and understanding among you?" Then he answers by saying that the one who is wise is the one who shows or proves himself to be wise by his good, that is, his morally good, honorable or virtuous conduct or behavior, as he engages in works and deeds and actions in life with meekness, which is an attribute of wisdom. James asks a very interesting question here. Who is wise? He's not asking who is wise according to man's estimation, but who is wise according to God's judgment. Man may consider another man truly wise, that is indeed filled with wisdom. But God's appraisal of the same man might be that he is a fool. Perhaps in another lesson we will consider other biblical statements about wisdom. But in our lesson today we want to look at the statement that Jesus makes in response and in answer to James's question, "Who is wise?" Jesus gives an answer to that question, and it is recorded for us in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, and verse 24 through 27. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. So who is wise? This is Jesus' answer to that question. Matthew 7 and verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of man and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of man and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So Jesus gives us an answer to the question, who is wise? Now I want you to give some special attention with me now to whom Jesus considers to be the one who is wise. He begins in Matthew 7 and verse 24 by saying, "Whoever." Therefore, whoever. That pronoun, whoever, simply means anyone. So Jesus tells us that anyone can be wise. Now that pronoun, anyone or whoever, would include every gender, every race, regardless of whether they were rich or poor, poorly educated or highly educated. It simply means anyone. Now that must be of great news and of great comfort to most people. Because since the beginning of time, as we know it, man has wanted to be considered wise. He has had a desire to be wise. In Genesis 3 and in verse 6, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate." Adam and Eve had a desire to be wise. And so it is. I believe that men today still have a desire to be considered wise. So Jesus tells us in Matthew 7 in verse 24 that anyone can be wise. And I believe that anyone can have a desire to be considered wise. Then Jesus says in Matthew 7 and verse 24, whoever hears. Now this is the way that Jesus is telling us that the person who desires to be wise can be wise. First, he must hear. He must hear something. There's a great deal said in the New Testament about the importance of hearing. In Revelation 1 and in verse 3, the Lord to the Apostle John said, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy." So the one is blessed who reads and the one is blessed who hears. In James 1 and in verse 19, in James chapter 1 and in verse 19, James says, "My beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." Let every man be swift to hear. Some versions say quick to hear. The word swift or quick means that every man is to be eager and ready to hear. In the context, every man should be eager and ready to hear the word of truth, the word of God, because it produces faith. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So Jesus says, whoever hears what? Whoever hears the word of truth, whoever hears the word of God. My friends, no one will be considered wise who simply will not hear what Jesus or God's Word has to say. If he will not be considered wise, then he will be considered foolish. To hear the Word of God is to hear the Word of Christ. And everyone who is going to be considered or wants to be considered wise must hear that Word. Thus in verse 24, Jesus says, whoever hears, note this, these sayings of man. These sayings of man is literally these words of man. Whoever hears, you might say, my words. That, my friends, is what Jesus tells us man must hear in order to be considered wise. But man is often prone to hear the counsel of himself, his friends, his relatives, psychologists and sociologists and psychotherapists and every kind of religious teacher there is, rather than hearing the words of Christ. But if one is going to be considered wise, then he must hear the words of Christ. My friends, the word of the Lord is that which makes us wise. In Hebrews 2, and in verse 1, the Hebrew writer said, "Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him?" So we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, the Hebrew writer said. Well, what had they heard? Well, in Hebrews 1 and in verse 1, the writer of Hebrews said, "God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son." We must hear the words of the Son of God. We must hear the words of Jesus, because those are the words that will make us wise unto salvation. Paul said in Romans 1 in verse 16, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it," that is the gospel, "is the power of God unto salvation." The gospel of Christ, the words of Christ, are God's power to bring about the salvation of the souls of men. That, my friends, is why we must hear the words of Christ. In 1 Peter 4 and in verse 11, Peter said, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. The oracles of God are the very words of God. We must hear those words, the words of Christ, the words of God, if we're going to be appraised as wise. But we need also to add this fact as well, that just being a hearer of the word of the Lord is not enough to make us wise. For one must also be a doer of the word. Jesus said in Matthew 7 and verse 24, whoever hears these sayings of man, note this, and does them. That which Jesus has said must be followed. That which Jesus has spoken must be practiced. The words of Christ must not only be heard, but they must be obeyed. In Matthew 7 and verse 21, Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. John 6 and in verse 46, he said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? And in James 1 and in verse 22, James says, be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. But if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. The man who will not do what Jesus says, my friends, is not a wise man. As a matter of fact, Jesus says in Matthew 7 and verse 26 that he is a foolish man. That is, the one who will not do what Jesus says is a foolish man. He's not a wise man. Now, the word foolish in that passage is a word from which we get our English word moron. That's a very strong word in the English language, for it means a very stupid person. But no one has a desire to be considered as such. So do what the Lord tells you to do, and prove yourself to be wise. For whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, Jesus says you will be wise. Then he says in verse 7, in Matthew 7 and verse 24, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, note this, I will liken him to a wise man. I will. Note that. Jesus is in a position to know who the wise man is. And Jesus, the Son of God, is in a position to know who the foolish man is. I say that because he is the Son of God. He is deity. John 1 and in verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hebrews 4 and verse 13, there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. I will liken him to a wise man. Jesus, my friends, is the one who is the appraiser. He is the one who makes the judgment. He is the one who makes the determination of who is wise and who is foolish. Unbelievers call people fools who follow Jesus. Unbelievers judge Christians to be narrow-minded, religious fanatics, and crazy. But just remember, my friends, that's just the appraisal of man. It's God's appraisal that matters. It's God's judgment and consideration in regard to who is wise and who is foolish that matters. And Jesus said, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man. Now the big question is, are you wise? Are you wise? You know the answer to that question. Are you wise? I said you know the answer to that question because you know whether or not you are doing what Jesus said do. If you're not doing what Jesus said do, if you're not following His will, if you're not following His word in your life, if you're not practicing His word as a child of God, if you're not obedient to His will, He will not appraise you, judge you, or consider you to be wise. He will consider you to be foolish indeed. So are you wise? You know whether or not you're doing what Jesus said do. If you're wise, and you've never obeyed the words of Christ, if you're wise and you have never become obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ and become a child of God, a Christian, then arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Then you will be truly wise indeed. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? Are you willing to repent of your sins and confess your faith in Him as such? Are you willing to be immersed in water for the remission of your sins? If you're willing to do those things, Jesus will consider you as one who is wise. But remember, as a child of God, you must continue to live in faithful obedience to His will in order for Him to consider you as being one who is wise. It's not enough to begin to keep the commandments of the Lord. It's not enough to begin to live your life according to His will and then go back into the world or to fall away from Christ or to not live daily in harmony with His will. You must live every day of your life serving Him truly as your Lord. Why call Him Lord, Lord, if you're not willing to do the things He says? Obey the gospel this day if you're subject to it. If you're a child of God and you have sin in your life, repent of that sin. Confess that sin, and we'll pray with you and for you. We stand ready and willing to assist you in any way of becoming obedient to the gospel of Christ and remaining as such throughout the days of your life. Who is wise? The lesson is yours. Prove yourself and show yourself to be a wise person indeed through your conduct and through your behavior. In meekness of wisdom. The lesson is yours.